Well, that's why I asked about which agent, because you would think if it were osimertinib, maybe it wouldn't be that big a deal to take it for 2 years.
There is toxicity, and the cardiac toxicity, while rare and therefore not of such a big deal in people with metastatic disease, if it's more than a couple percentage, that's a significant impact on patients in the adjuvant setting. So I think we need to be cautious there. Just because something's tolerable or relatively tolerable metastatic, where people have a lot of disease burden and a lot of symptoms and really need that activity, very different when we're in a setting of patients who might already be cured.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's just amazing how often I ask people stuff and I still hear new things all the time. And honestly, I never heard about this issue about cardiac and osimertinib. What do we know about that? You mentioned that before in terms of numbers.
So it's small percentage. There is a QTc prolongation, and that's known for this class of drugs
Sure.
definitively. And then very, very low, but not zero, with this cardiomyopathy. I can't quote the numbers off the top of my head. It's there. It's in the package insert. And I mean, it's something that we talk about, but it's rare in metastatic lung cancer patients. That doesn't come up very often because unfortunately, not all of them are living long enough to see these issues. It's not always something that happens quickly. The QTc can be, but we know to kind of look at that with EKGs.
Sure.
So it's small percentage. It's just that if you're dealing with an adjuvant setting where you're maybe only helping a few people, if you hurt a couple, then your net benefit isn't really there.